Kevin McCullough says she's the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, if you missed any part of the earlier portion of the show, go back and get it. Morgan Peckma's time with us in the first hour was very enlightening. And, of course, Dr. Nicole Sapphire just fighting the fight as best she can there at Memorial Sloan Kettering, and also doing a great job on the television and other places where she can speak truth about what's going on with the vaccines. Carol Markowitz is back with us. She's been fired up about COVID on a couple of different levels this week. And I'm sensing, Carol, that your frustration continues to grow, especially when the governor seems to basically be acting like he literally has no concern for any of the concern that now even the media and his own party members are starting to speak up about. Your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, he's gotten a pass and he continues to get a pass. And it's really wild watching the media still treat him with kid gloves, still not really challenge him on so much. And I think we're going to just continue seeing this. And it's really just a tell that they're all on the same team and that they want him to get away with this.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that SNL, who I've had my beef with over the last few years, when they brought the Cuomo character on with Pete Davidson this last weekend, I thought they really nailed the essence of Cuomo, because he sat down and goes, he's asked, you know, why were you brought on the show? And he goes, because New York dining's at 35% now, and nobody claps. And then he goes, oh, it's the nursing home stuff. And I really do think that there is a level of shame associated with this particular scandal that may not have been there in past ones, because people do know that they lost their grandparents because of him.
Yeah, I still don't think the mainstream media is going to go hard on him. The thing is that Cuomo has always been disliked by the further left. He's seen as a moderate, which obviously we know he's not. But the socialist contingency that is growing on the left sees Cuomo as too non-left for them. So I think shows like Saturday Night Live might go after him. And you might see leftist writers go after him. I think there have been several that have sort of covered the scandals. But you won't really see the mainstream media, the CNN, the MSNBC, the New York Times, go too hard on him. They'll cover it. They have to cover it. They can't ignore it anymore. Though they've managed to ignore it for months and months and months. I mean, Janice Dean has been pushing this since April.
Yeah.
And yet they haven't said anything. So they did ignore it until they couldn't anymore. But they still are going to treat it in a very different way than they would with a Republican, where it would be wall-to-wall news every single day.
The phrase feather touch comes to mind, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, your last article in the Post was all about how vaccines are going to end the pandemic, whether Fauci likes it or not. You're picking on the little man now.
You know, it's just, he is so bad at his job. It's wild.
You
it's
think?
So crazy how I don't understand. Forget about even just the science of it. The PR part of it, I think every time he talks on TV, fewer people want to get the vaccine, because he's like, you're going to get the vaccine and then nothing's going to change in your life. You're going to stay masked. Now we want two masks. You're not going to see your family. You're not going to get to go out. You're not going to go to dinner. You're not going to go to the movies. You're not going to do any of the stuff. And he gives no indication that this is ever going to change. Once you get vaccinated, the pandemic is essentially over for you. And I want people to really internalize that, because I think it's hard to go a year living like this and be able to snap out of it. And I'm increasingly concerned that people are not going to snap out of it, that they're going to want to live like this going forward, that they're not going to leave their houses, that they're not going to see their families, and that they're going to continue to mask as they do right now in situations where there is no risk.
Along those lines, and you've been hot on this on Twitter all week, you know, school districts are starting to announce their plans for the remainder of this school year, and then even to some degree indicating some of their indications for maybe the fall. And I'm curious if you are seeing that same concern that schools are not going to change their behavior before the end of this school year, and how do you respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely a concern of mine. I think really the looming concern is that schools are not going to change before September. So every time that Fauci says we're going to have to We're going to have to keep masking. We're going to have to keep social distancing. I want parents to understand that means that schools cannot reopen. There is no vaccine for kids. There is no vaccine. So if the concern is that kids are going to spread it, as opposed to, say, the teacher spreading it, because the teacher will be vaccinated, then schools will stay the same way that they are right now. If your school today is not open, there's a very good chance it does not open the rest of this year, and there's a really good chance it doesn't open in September either. And I think I've been saying this, and I get a lot of like leftist pushback, like, oh, you're just scaring people. Oh, you know, this is just hysteria. But I'm seeing that unions are saying this now, too. I'm seeing that left politicians are now saying this. I mean, I'm seeing we have to remake every single air filtration system in every school across the country before the kids come back. That's years away. So I need people to face this. I think more than anything else, if we face the reality of what's being asked of us, which might be no brick and mortar school for years, people will fight back quicker. And I think people need to really accept it.
No, I think you're right. And it is the unions. That's the primary driving force behind all of this. Our own school district held a region-wide meeting last night. We watched it online with, several thousand other parents that did. And I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt for now. They're saying that, you know, they're going to keep things open through the rest of the school year. In fact, they're not even going to do a voluntary quarantine following spring break the way they did Christmas break. And I think that's just because the curve is flattening. I mean, we are literally seeing the dropping off of the cliff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely it. And I think we've seen sane policies that work and we've seen insane policies that don't. Maybe we should follow the sane ones. I don't know.
Yeah. No. Well, how dare you come up with common sense like that? So circling back to the governor, what do you think is in store? Does an impeachment proceed from here? I mean, you see what Assemblyman Kim and others are saying in terms of how he's treating those who are telling the truth. What's your gut take on that?
My take is that Democrats in New York are not going to impeach him. But the story right now about an aide that worked for him, accusing him of sexual harassment, accusing him of assault, basically, he said that he kissed her against her will. It may mean that Me Too brings down Governor Cuomo, which would be quite amazing because, it's been this love story for the last, year where the media, calls him America's boyfriend and Cuomo sexual became a word that we had to know.
One of the words I could soon forget and be just fine. Okay, Carol, reader in the New York Post
Thank
and
you,
follower
Kevin.
On Twitter @KAROL. Thank you so much. Kevin McCullough coming right back.